So you want to stay you want to stay healthy, but that's not always the case, is it? And when you're not healthy, you look for the best possible care and the best possible insurance that takes care of it, that helps you with the cost of insurance with health care. One of those companies is Cigna. I happen to be a signatory to Cigna myself, and they've done a recent study, and it's interesting. The study says that. And it says it's no surprise that simply not knowing health risks can be more costly to you. The study specifically looks at manageable health conditions such as obesity and high cholesterol, diabetes and high blood pressure, and how they can lead directly to significantly higher out-of-pocket costs for those who don't know, who are unaware of their various measures. And when you think about it, it really makes sense. If I don't know, I can't do anything about it. But if I do know that I'm suffering from something, and sometimes it's hard to know, but you should know, it's likely going to be less expensive. It's not going to cost as much to get you back to health. That's going to be our first topic today, as we have Dr. Peter McCauley Sr., the regional medical executive for Cigna's Northeast Region, a broad area that includes 25 states in New England, the Northeast, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Peter, thank you, and welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Paul, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here on your show to share some information that I'm sure your listeners will find valuable.
Absolutely. And if you would, provide some background on this study. Why did you do it, and was it a study of your customers?
Absolutely. It was, in fact, a study of our Cigna customers. We actually conducted this study to better understand the correlation between health risk, health improvement, and the impact of incentives and rewards on engaging customers to improve their health while reducing their medical costs. The study actually included data from 200,000 employer-sponsored Cigna Health Plan customers, mm-hmm. which was compiled over 3 years.
Sometimes the simplicity of something is the genius of it. Obviously, if you don't know you're suffering from something, if you don't know what's hurting or harming you, you're not going to take any steps to make a difference until you do know. And that's basically what you were trying to find out here, right?
Exactly. And that's a very good point. The reality is that there are a handful of correctable health conditions like high weight, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar that contribute to 50% of healthcare costs of American workers, and that can potentially double to quadruple their health premiums and out-of-pocket medical expenses. So if an individual does not know their situation, it certainly would make it difficult to manage mm-hmm. and difficult to intervene appropriately.
So what are the barriers then to people knowing their numbers? What are some of the things that keep them from knowing what they should know, Peter?
Well, you know, as it turns out, many people actually don't take advantage of preventive care services and biometric screenings that are often included as part of their health plan at no charge. These services can help people to identify their biometric numbers, including blood pressure, cholesterol, and those types of things can allow them to catch health issues before they become more serious and, as you've pointed out, more costly.
And, you know, and it's not that difficult. I mean, you can know. You go into a drugstore and they have those machines that say, you know, and sit down and find out what your blood pressure is. That seems sensible. Is that reasonable? Should I do that?
You know, those are, as we look at healthcare and how services are administered, we know that those types of services are available more so now than they were previously, and it's perfectly reasonable to take advantage of that type of situation. Additionally, because biometric screenings are so short and to the point, they can be accomplished by visiting the physician office. Some employers provide biometric screening circumstances on site. Mm-hmm. And it really is a matter of obtaining measurements like height, weight, waist circumference, and then something as simple as a finger stick to determine, for example, cholesterol or fasting blood sugar.
Right, right.
So to your point, it's very simple, easy, and really should be taken advantage of.
Okay, and I think if I hear you right, and we'll take a break here, is when you can get to a qualified physician to look after you, do so. But if you run across one of those things, it's not such a bad idea to find out what you can. We're talking about an issue that affects you directly, folks. So you've got to deal with this. And we thank Peter McCauley for being here with us. Dr. McCauley will be right back, and we'll have more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Peter McCauley, Sr. He is a pediatric. I guess your specialty is pediatrics. Is that right, Peter?
That is true. I'm a pediatrician by training and practice and have been involved in administrative medicine now for almost 26 years.
Wow. And folks, the important part here is we take you to the doctor, and the only cost to you is taking time to listen. And Peter, we thank you for joining us because this is so simple and yet so important. In order to improve your health, folks, you need to know what you're suffering from or what you have. And there are all kinds of ways to find that out, primarily through your physician. But once you do know, you can take steps to make a difference that would improve your health. But there are costs associated with not knowing what your numbers are. Tell us what some of those costs are, Peter.
That's a very good point, Paul. Just to take a perspective, if you look at body mass index, for example, an increase of a body mass index above 30 will increase healthcare costs by an average of $2,460 per customer per year.
Wow.
Someone that has a cholesterol reading of more than 240 could expect an average total increased healthcare costs of $1,644 per health plan customer per year. And someone who, for example, has two or more chronic conditions, as indicated by, for example, an unhealthy body mass index, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar, that raises the annual out-of-pocket expense by almost $1,300 a year and total health care costs by nearly $9,000 a year. Your point is very well taken, that not knowing can be detrimental to one's health, but it can also be expensive.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it. Not only are you going to hurt your health, but you're going to hurt your pocketbook because it's going to cost more. And I guess said another way, Peter, you know when you're fat. You know when you're overweight. You know when you don't feel good. Don't ignore those things and say, okay, I'm going to be just fine. If you are overweight and tremendously overweight, chances are you've got a problem, right?
That is true. And obesity is one of the things that's a significant challenge for us in this country. We're probably at about 60% overweight, with a significant portion of those being actually obese. And it's easy to say, let's just cut down on the calories and exercise more. But there are programs like condition management, weight loss management, and nutrition programs that health plans can offer employees to really help control their conditions and do better and have better outcomes.
Are you finding more and more employers are understanding the importance and the cost of a patient that's sick? Are more and more employers and companies now willing to engage in terms of the health care and the health outlook of their employees?
That's absolutely true. And, you know, I think one of the things that employers are starting to recognize is that the best way to financial efficiency is having a healthy workforce. And that's why many employers are now engaging their employees in wellness programs, fit at work programs, biometric screenings, all those things to identify risks, to identify issues, and then help the employees to address them.
And it's so important, folks. And what we're saying is that you should take advantage if you're working, if you are employed. And according to the Cigna study, the good news is that health improvement programs and incentives offered by employers at work is making a positive difference because the annual total health care cost impact all of us. That's the bottom line.
That's absolutely right. And just to follow up with a point that you started to make, there is some good news in all of this, and that's that our Cigna study did show that health improvement programs and incentive strategies are proven to help people address those conditions, which increase health care costs, as we've discussed. For example, as I mentioned, many employers now have programs for specific coaching on weight reduction, and pairing those with incentives then allows individuals to not only take advantage of the program, but to help reduce their health care costs.
We've got to stop for just a minute, but I want to come back. I want to talk about some of the totals that you all found in the study. And then let's talk about, you know, the tools that Cigna is offering to help consumers improve their health. It's a partnership between your health provider and you folks, and you have got to do your part. We'll be right back with Peter McCauley and talk more about the results of this study. A recent Cigna study shows that if you know what you're suffering from, you can make a difference in how much it costs to handle it, to deal with it. It makes a big difference. And that ultimately, the most important, is that you can improve your health. No one knows that any better than Peter McCauley, Sr. He's the regional medical executive for Cigna's Northeast region. He is with us to talk about the study that Cigna did. If you would, what are the positive and negative impacts these results have for consumers once you take a look at everything, Doctor?
Well, we talked about the good news in terms of identifying those risks and being able to reduce costs. But we've been able to take things a little bit further, Paul. We are actually committed to helping people improve their health, their well-being, and sense of security by providing integrated health management tools and information, mm-hmm. which is designed to make managing health intuitive, interesting, and rewarding. Just to give an example, we recently launched a comprehensive health management ecosystem called Health Matters. Health Matters combines our personal health coaching with four things. One, a gamified health assessment. Mm-hmm. Two, a scoring system that tracks the individual's health status and preferences. Three, mobile apps and web-based incentives and reward programs. Four, and you know that we're increasingly a mobile society, and this puts individuals in a situation where they're able to look at health opportunities, mm-hmm. track changes over time, and link them to incentives that their employers might be offering.
Do I hear kind of a different attitude in terms of how health providers want to interact with their patients? I mean, is this more like we're a partnership than it's do what the doctor says?
Well, I think that the healthcare provider community has recognized that there is an unprecedented access to information. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep up with that as well. And the information exchange is no longer a one-way dialogue from the physician. This is what I'm recommending. This is what you should do. It's really a two-way dialogue around how that patient receives information, what's the best way to motivate that individual, and ultimately make a difference in their health and health status.
Doctor, that's great news, I think, and I think we understand that more and more of us do. If people want to know more about what Cigna is doing and where, how do they reach out to your company?
Well, the easiest way is online. You can certainly go to mycigna.com/knowyourbenefits. That's mycigna.com/knowyourbenefits. And we also have 800 numbers available that can be accessed at that website as well.
Okay, so the Cigna is approachable and willing and wanting to hear from folks to make this work for all of us in a much better way.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I really am. I thank you for sharing the study. What a great idea to take a look at this and then decide that, hey, we can do something about this collectively. We can do something about this in partnership. And ultimately, we can not only save money, but we can make it more healthy. Peter, thanks for joining us. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's a pleasure. Coming up next, do you know that new safety chip can really save you lots? We'll tell you how. Stay with us. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.